This is the Retirement Coffee Talk podcast, a look at the financial issues facing investors and those getting ready for retirement. And now, founder and CEO of Zinnia Wealth Management, Charisse Rivers, and co-host Randy Cook.
There you are again, rubbing elbows with all the celebrities, and this time, Tim Tebow. How about that? So how'd this all happen?
I'm such a blessed and lucky gal. That's all I got to say. Tim Tebow has a really cool foundation. Everybody knows I'm Gator Nation all over the place. Danny Warfel, Steve Spurrier, Dan Mullen, and have helped them out with their charities. And I said, okay, I want one more Gator Nation fella. And so we picked Tim Tebow to be part of our partnership here at Zinnia Wealth. And we got the opportunity to talk about his foundation and what he's doing. We talked about financial advising. I was like a kid in a candy shop. Honestly, I have no idea really what I said. And there was a little drool. He was such a sweet guy. We had on the side note, he's getting married in a week now to Demi and Miss Universe. And so we have some plans to possibly do some missions with him in the future, which is going to be really fun. So we're looking forward to it. We want to help donate to his charity as well. And I hope you guys like the interview.
Wait, you're not in Gainesville? You're front Gainesville, Florida? You're in Gainesville?
Yeah, my office is in Gainesville.
Is it really? I love it. Let's go.
Yeah, from Gainesville, Florida.
What high school? Eastside? Buchholz?
No, I didn't go to school there. I just went to the University of Florida there.
Oh, you know, well, hey, that still counts. Listen,
yeah. I'm from the Keys, actually.
Okay, nice.
But not about me. It's more about you today. So let's talk about you. So I do have offices in Gainesville.
Sweet.
Just so you know, in Ocala. So I'm in the central area.
Those are good areas.
It
I like them.
It is. It is. Your biggest fan here. Don't let anybody fool you. Okay? Seriously, right? Everybody vouches for me here today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I worked really hard to be here, just so you know.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to start out by just thanking you for being such an amazing person and helping all the people out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
I want to start out by talking about, you know, the Knights of Shine.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at the stats. You have 671 churches helping you.
Yeah, okay. This year we'll have over 700.
Oh my goodness. You're in 24 countries, 25 states.
That was...
And folks, 200,000 volunteers. And
yeah, that was some early numbers. It will be in all 50 states and over 30 countries and over 200,000 volunteers.
Oh my gosh. Can you explain to our listeners, you know, a little bit about what the Night to Shine is all about?
Yeah, Night to Shine is a worldwide prom for people with special needs. And it's something that I started 6 years ago because I have a heart for people with special needs, and I want them to be celebrated and to be cheered for, because so many of us, we've been clapped for and we've been cheered for at some time in our life, but so many of these kids have never been able to walk down a red carpet or get cheered for or clapped for. And so every single Night to Shine, over 700 around the world, even when they speak different languages, they're going to understand value and worth, and they're going to walk down a red carpet and they're going to get cheered for. Every single one of them are going to get crowned as the king or the queen of the prom. They're going to be loved. They're going to be cared for. They're going to have the night of their life. And we want them to understand the value that they have and the worth in their life. And when someone understands that, it changes them. And we want that to happen. And why we feel so strongly about that is because we believe that's how the God of this universe sees them every single day of their life. That's how much they matter. And we also want to be able to support the family, because we know it's a lot when you have a family member with someone with special needs. And so we want to be able to thank them and support them and come alongside them. And we also want it to be held in a church, because we believe what the church is supposed to do is be a safe haven and a hospital for the broken, and be a place where people can go to find love and shelter. And so we want to have the best night of, hopefully for a lot of them, their lives, to be at Night to Shine, in a place they will want to go back to.
Wow. Thing serving others like that. I was just talking to a couple of the guys out there, and I said, have you ever met a man that makes you cry so much in such a good way? And we all laughed about it. And it's like, no, just because when you talk, we can see that you mean what you say. And, you know, we've definitely vouched for you and your charity at any given time. But
thank you.
Speaking of the churches and faith and that kind of stuff, you're, you know, a godly man, and I love helping the young folks, the millennials, people in colleges, and most of my business is about retirement and helping people get to retirement and through retirement. But, you know, at University of Florida, when I was going to school there, there was nobody, you know, coaching us or teaching us about, you know, the next steps. And so what I would like to know is, when the Bible says being a a steward of your finances. Does that mean, you know, just hope and pray? Or does that mean, hey, you know, he wants us to be proactive?
No, I think we're called to be a steward of everything. I think our finances are a big part of that. And that's mostly what churches talk about, is a steward of your finances. But I think it's your time, money, energy, resources, your body, all of it. I think we're called to be a steward of everything God has entrusted us with. And your finances are a big part of that. I think tithing is a big part of that. I think understanding waste is a big part of that. I think understanding greed is a big part of that. I think being able to have a generous heart, but at the same time, a wise heart, you know, with what you're doing and with your savings, and being able to support your family, take care of your family. But at the same time, there's times I think also generosity is called. So I'm a big believer in all those things, but I believe stewardship is more than just finances. I think it's every area of your life.
Yeah, so smart. Speaking of the stewardship, this huge foundation that you have, the Tim Tebow Foundation, you have a lot of volunteers. You have a lot. You know, did you do this all on your own? Did you have people helping you, attorneys, CPAs, advisors? You know, how did you start, get there, and succeed so well?
Well, I've always been a believer and wanted to bring people on to make them feel part of the team, because it's not, you know, I know my name is part of the title of the foundation, but it's not about me. It's not. It's about all the people that make this possible. All of our team that's in our home base in Jacksonville, all of our partners around the world, all of the people that have teamed up to us, all of our donors, all of our givers, all of the people that actually make this possible. And I want to encourage people, it's your foundation. The change that's happening is because you're willing to give, you're willing to partner, you're willing to be a part of it. And I want to be as big of a part as I can, but it's not, you know, but we need all of us to work together. And that's one reason why I love Night to Shine, is because it's not about me. It's not just about the individual churches. It's about all of us coming together to say that people matter, and we're going to do whatever we can to help people, to love people. And when we come together, and you know, something else I'm passionate about with Night to Shine is that it's we'll have over 35 denominations this year that are part of Night to Shine.
Wow,
it's because it's not about this denomination or the banner that we fly. It is about loving people, and that's what's most important. And so I've wanted to make it cool, to make it fun, to make it easy for people to come on board, to volunteer, because I think there's a lot of people that want to do good. I think there's a lot of people just don't know how can I get involved in something? How can I do something that can make an impact? I don't know where to start. And I think if you give people an easy on-ramp in a place where I can come in, I can cheer on a red carpet, I can be a buddy, I can serve at this, I can crown them as king or the queen, I can do these things. Well, yeah, I can do that. That'll be fun. And then they go, and then their life is impacted by it. And then they want to go back, and they want to go back again. And then they want to invite their friends and their family. And I think that's been a big heart of mine, is wanting to create something where people could be on-ramp for people to do good. Because I think when we show up and we try to give back, it's amazing what happens in our heart and our life. And we do it because we want to give, but we are so blessed and fulfilled in return that we realize this is what we're supposed to be doing, is helping other people. And then we come back again and again.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we're here to help. This charity is outstanding. It's amazing. One last question for, you know, those people who are going to school at Buchholz and University of Florida.
I love it.
What would you tell your younger you about getting ready to save for retirement if they are just about to exit college and start their life?
Well, first of all, I would say go Gators.
Gators.
And secondly, I would say so many times people are trying to force themselves into finding exactly what they're supposed to do so fast. It's okay to take your time, to not know, to be able to search and look and figure it out. But I would say whatever you want to do, make sure that your heart is into it, that you're not forcing yourself to do something that you're looking forward to retiring, that you're doing something that doesn't feel like work, that every day you show up and you're so passionate and in love with it, and love with the impact that it's having, that you want to do it. It's not something that, man, I can't wait to punch the time clock when it's done, but I get fulfillment and joy out of what I want to do. I would encourage people to try to find something that can be part of it.
I love doing. Oh, thank you. Such an inspiration. Thank you so much for being here. And we will help you all we can with your foundation.
I appreciate it. You're so sweet. Charisse, thank you so much for your kindness and your words today. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Tim.
Oh, there was a little fangirl in there, I think, Charisse.
I think that one beat the Jonathan Cain Journey interview, and I never thought that could happen. So,
all right, so teaming up with Tim Tebow and his foundation, how's that going to happen, and when is it going to happen?
Yeah, so look for it on my website in the next couple of weeks. There'll be a tab for foundation. A couple of our other partners will be on there as well, and we're going to do some matching. So the goal is to raise a certain amount of money for each foundation, and so I have different limits. Just make sure when you go to the site and you go to foundations, if you decide, hey, I really like the Tim Tebow Foundation, to click on the scroll down, because there's other financial advisors that decided to sign up with him as well to help him. So we're basically having a competition, guys. And make sure you click Zinnia, because I won't know what I'm supposed to be matching if you don't click Zinnia, if you put it under another company. So, and I do want to be the advisor that matches, because, you know, we want to honor that and we want to give as much as we can. And so just look forward in a couple of weeks. We're super excited. Don't forget, February 7th, Tim Tebow is having his big one night out event and Night to Shine, where they crown children with autism and one night king and queen. It's really cool. And there's always one at local churches. It's one in Ocala. I think there's two in Gainesville. I'll talk about that next week a little bit, just so we can hone in on that, I think.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Coffee Talk podcast. If you have questions or would like to begin the process of building a tailored retirement plan, call Zinnia Wealth at 803-368-3680 or find us online at zinniawealth.com.
Charisse Rivers is an investment advisor representative of Zinnia Wealth Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Charisse Rivers is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Zinnia Wealth Advisory, LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Charisse Rivers, NPN Insurance License Number 8718011.